1. Listen and tick off what Lucy had in her room in June. Then listen again and write where the things are now.
Hello, Mrs. Gray speaking.
Hello, Mum. This is Lucy.
Oh, hello, love.
Mum, I've got some news for you about my room.
Oh, yes? No problems, I hope.
No, Mum. Something exciting. Guess what? I've just bought a new sofa bed.
You've bought a new sofa bed? But how can you afford that? They're very expensive.
Well, I thought if I sell my bed and my sofa, then I can buy a sofa bed.
That's a good idea. Have you sold your bed?
Yes, I sold my bed and my old sofa to Graham.
So where have you put your new sofa bed?
Well, when you go in through the door, it's on the left, next to the wall. You know, where the bed was.
Through the door on the left. Oh yes, I know. Where the bed was. And where are your two armchairs?
Well, I've moved the armchairs opposite the sofa bed.
I see.
And I've bought a television too.
A television?
Yes, I've put it next to the window.
Well, Lucy, where is your table now? Is it still in the middle of the room?
No, it's not. I've moved it next to the wall.
Which wall?
Between the television and the cooker under the window.
Oh, that's a good idea. Have you moved anything else?
Only the wardrobe.
Where is that now?
It's in the corner behind the door.
Behind the door? Oh, yes, I know. Oh, Lucy, what about the piano? Where's that?
Oh, I haven't got it anymore. I've given it to Graham.
Step 4-3. Listen to the telephone calls and fill in the numbers. Find out the person or place where the telephone call comes from. Also find out the arrangements and the time they talk about. Number 1.
Kettering 79936.
Can I speak to Laura, please?
Just a minute. Laura!
Laura Simpson speaking.
Hello, Laura. This is Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Listen, Laura, I'm having a party on Saturday. Can you come?
I'd love to. What time?
Would 6 be okay?
Let me see. I'm playing tennis from 4 to 5, so I couldn't be there before 7.
That's all right.
Can I bring Mike?
Of course you can.
See you on Saturday, then.
See you on Saturday. Bye.
Number 2.
Hackett and Jones, this is Mrs. Ridley speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Hackett, please.
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment.
Will he be in this afternoon at about 4 o'clock?
Well, he'll be here, but I'm afraid he'll be busy. There's a staff meeting. But he'll be here tomorrow.
Good. Sometime in the morning, perhaps.
Yes, but if possible, after 10 o'clock, because he's checking the stocks between 8 and 10, and he doesn't want to be disturbed.
Yes, all right. I'll phone after 10. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Number 3.
Roxy Cinema, Mrs. Jones speaking. Can I help you?
I'd like to know what film you're showing on Tuesday night.
The Depths of the Ocean with David Bruce.
Thank you. And what time does it start?
At 8:30.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Number 4.
244066, Mrs. Bean speaking.
Oh, hello, is that Barlow's Bakery?
I'm afraid you've got the wrong number.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hello, is that Barlow's Bakery?
Yes, Mr. Pryor speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to order a birthday cake. Can you deliver it tomorrow morning, before 8?
Yes, certainly. What's your address?
24 Newgate Street.
Okay. The van will leave the bakery at 7:30, so you should get your cake at about 7:45.
Oh, fine. Thanks very much. Bye.
Goodbye.
Workbook A, Step 2-1. Listen and follow the route with a red pencil. Then fill in the text.
Tom and Sandra did not find their cat. They looked for her in the kitchen because she usually sleeps on the oven. But she wasn't there. Then they went to the dining room. But the cat was not there. So they went upstairs. In their room, they looked under the bed, but again, there was no cat. Finally, they found her in their parents' room on Mum's bed. They chased her out of the room.
Workbook B, Step 2-1. Listen and follow the dialogues on your chart.
Number 1. Use a red pencil.
Can you help me to wash the dishes?
Just a minute. I have to make the beds first.
Number 2. Use a blue pencil.
Can you help me to clean the shoes?
Sorry, I can't. I'm busy.
Never mind. Perhaps Peter can help me.